she remembers that loving is what I got. She remembers that loving is what I got.
Want to thank you guys once again for all your love and support of Kauai Community Radio. We're in the midst of our fun drive, and it's the top of the hour, and you're listening to Now Kauai Soapbox Live.
If you are a candidate for political office and would like to speak to Kauai on KKCR, call in to our public affairs talk shows at 826-7771, Tuesdays and Thursdays between 4 and 6 p.m.
Well, this is a Kauai Soapbox Live Out of the Box special. Yep. Dove, thanks so much for making this happen for us. And Eric Cannon, man in the phones. This is Laura Christine. I'm getting low as we speak.
Well, we have a classic. Which one am I on?
Three? Two.
There we go. Two. We have a classic day ahead of us here for this community radio station. We're at 6 o'clock. We have 2 hours of this call-in radio show, which we have every Tuesday, which is epic because we take callers from...
We are here for you.
Yeah.
What do you want to talk about?
Exactly. And at 6 o'clock, we're going to go live to Kapa'a for the Kapa'a at the Kapa'a Neighborhood Center from 6 to 9, the East Kauai Political Forum. The mayor and the candidate for mayor, Dustin Barca, and the mayor are going head-to-head in that. And the Kauai County Council candidates, also State House of Representative District 14. That'll be all tonight, sponsored by the Hawaii Lodging and Tourism Association.
It's going down. Where is that again?
Kapa'a Neighborhood Center.
Wow.
And we're broadcasting it right here at your community radio station. That's what we've been doing lately. We've been doing all the broadcasts of those. That's something that we've been wanting to do for years, and it's finally happening, and it's exciting.
That's so awesome. Like, I'm going to be able to go to training and listen to the mayor debates.
Right. Exactly. So, you know, I just did the last two. I went to the Waimea one in the town there at the War Memorial. And I must say, when you go there live and you see it happening live, you really realize that the people that get to go to these meetings are very few and very... It is really an amazing service that this radio station is broadcasting these, because it gets this information in these meetings out to everybody. And I'm just hoping we can really expand that in the future.
So you're saying that the meetings you went to so far, they haven't been packed?
It's not so much about the amount of people, but the type of population that ends up being able to go to them tend to be either more on the older side because they're retired. You know, it's kind of like I'm always amazed all the meetings that happen in the middle of the week.
Yeah.
You know, county council meetings and stuff that people are supposed to go to, but no one can because they're working.
Yeah, a big part of the working class will miss those meetings.
Exactly. So
this is awesome that we can get it out on the radio. I bet you there's a lot of people that will be able to listen to these debates even while working. So that's pretty awesome.
Exactly. Exactly. So if this is something you care about, we're doing our fun drive right now, and we'd love to hear from you. We're trying to break $10,000 this evening. We're at $9,700. We're $300 away from breaking $10,000. We'd love to do that in this next little bit.
If we can do that in the next 2 hours, that'd be amazing.
Yeah,
you guys love us.
We can do it.
Show your love.
So 826-7774. And we're taking calls to go on the air at 826-7771. Jimmy?
So two ways to contribute to your community radio. Give us a call, 826-7774, if you'd like to make a financial contribution, a donation of any size. We've got new members we're looking for. We're also wanting to expand the listening base. So if you're a member and you want to renew, thank you. Give us a call. If you want to talk story on the radio, if you've got a community event that you would like to talk about, that you'd like to highlight or promote, please give us a call at 826-7771. That's in the studio. Eric or I will scramble to get the phone. We've got a new phone call or a phone machine, and we're still working the kinks out. Mm-hmm. And
it's funny. My neighbor just asked me, you know, how is the KKCR paid for? I'm like, well, it's the community radio. We pay for it.
There you go.
All the public pays for this. So it's not like any government system comes in and helps us out. The only people that pay for this radio is you.
Sure would be nice if we had some government support that way. We do get a little bit of funding from, I think, the federal government with the Corporation for Community Broadcasting or CCCB. I can't remember. So one of the more Akamai listeners will clue us in. But pretty much, Eric, you're right. It's just donations, the odd grant or two that we get, and, you know, the...
It's hard, but... You know, I almost like it this way because that's what keeps us so free and open. We're there for you. We're the public radio. We can do pretty much what we want.
We are here for you. This is true.
Mm-hmm.
And so for you longtime listeners, you know that we do this twice a year. We interrupt our regularly scheduled programming so that we could solicit, so we could request, to ask for, get on our begging knees and plead with you just to cough up a little bit of the calla for us. So that we can do it for you.
You know, we love it.
We do.
So, just in case you guys haven't heard, you know, this is an open call-in show, and that number is 808-826-7771, and that is our radio line. And if you want to call the office to make a contribution, it's 826-7774. So, either number, we'd really appreciate it. You know, we're here for you, and if you don't start calling in, we're either going to play some music, or I'm going to open up my old cannon fodder journal and start just talking about some old reports. And it's up to you guys. What do you want to hear?
Well, there you go. And just want to mahalo again what Dub was saying for the volunteers who've been out making the political forums, the candidate forums, happen this season for us. It's been kind of a step up for us. The technology has been waiting in the wings, and now we've got it available to us frequently. I mean, we have the technology, we have the know-how, and thanks to, I guess it's Laura Christine and Annie C., they're going to be... setting up the microphones and plugging into the system, and then we're going to have candidates live on the air from 6 to 9 o'clock tonight. So we're taking a little bit of a financial hit to, if you will, close down some of our regularly producing shows. They draw in some cash. And if you still, you know, are listening to the radio and you like the political forum and you still want to make a contribution, you can call at 826-7774. Operators will be standing by, and they will... take your call and take your pledge, your donation, and renew your membership if you'd like. So that's happening right now. We're going to take a phone call live as we speak. Aloha. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, caller, are you there? There you go.
Hi.
What do you want to talk about?
Well, I just find it kind of interesting. I have an unusual type of lifestyle where I live about 6 months a year up on the North Shore and another 6 months down on the South Side. And I've just moved back down to the South Side. Or actually, Lihue. And, you know, when I was up on the North Shore, oh, the barking signs were everywhere all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you drive around Lihue and, you know, you see them on the cars every now here and there. But I think they've been taken down systematically because there isn't a one. I mean, I don't know if I've gone in every alley, you know, down through Lihue, but you go through the better parts of Lihue, or not the better parts, but the more traveled parts of Lihue, there's no Barker signs. There's everybody else's signs everywhere, you know. You have plenty of Steve Yoder signs even down here. But Barker, I think, has been systematically deleted from this area. And I've heard someone else say that the west side, there's no Barker signs anywhere to be seen anywhere. So that was just one thing I was calling about that I happened to notice along the way.
Yeah, well, and there's been other reports of that from different, if you will, different camps saying that their signs have been removed. And sometimes they're put up, if you will, on a location that isn't necessarily the best place for them to be put up, and people will take them down. And then, of course, there's that political chicanery that goes on, and people think it's okay to take them down because they don't support that candidate or their political views. So, like you're suggesting, they get removed. Oftentimes, that's the case. So it's unfortunate because those cost money, and those are, if you will, political freedom of speech going on, and somebody's taking it upon themselves to censor that, which is unfortunate.
I remember in the KIUC election that was Jonathan Jay's signs seemed to be taken down, and they found Jim Kelly doing it at one point.
I guess that was the allegation, that his concern was that those signs were potentially harm or dangerous. They were placed on, again, not on public property. They were placed on telephone poles in different places, if I remember the story.
What was even more interesting, the law is it has to be 50 or 60 feet back from the roadway, which makes every sign in, you know, 99% of the signs I see illegal. So does that make it legal for us to take down the illegal signs?
I don't know the legalities of it, but, you know, I'm certain that if you were to state your case and say, hey, these were placed illegally, you probably wouldn't face any type of criminal prosecution for removing illegal signs.
Yeah, that seemed to be Jim Kelly's stance on the whole thing, too, is that, you know, I'm not breaking any law. I'm correcting it. The laws have been broken.
Right, right. I think that there should be some type of ordinance that if you will, regulates the amount of them, the amount of political signs, as well as the location, whether the candidates have to pay an additional fee for any signs more than 100, or they can only be, you know, put up at certain times and then must immediately be taken down, or risk a $5,000 a day fine for, you know, a sign or something like that. For a lot of folks, it's just an eyesore. And they would prefer not to see the roadways littered. And you see those visible, those well-traveled places around the island that seem to collect their sign magnets. And they have signs from all over the different political persuasions right there.
I think it's great that everyone's, you know, voicing their opinion. I can't actually say they're voicing it because they're just showing their opinion more like it. But, you know, it's kind of like this... The roads are almost littered with the signs, and, you know, what happens after this campaign, you know, they just get thrown away and never used again, never seen again, and probably going to end up in the middle of the Pacific Ocean floating around somewhere if they're not properly thrown away, so.
Hey, is our candidate forum this evening where we can get involved in a conversation with our candidates, or is it just going to be less listening to them talk?
I believe it'll be kind of set up, but although the last couple of forums have mixed it up, so the format has changed a little bit, hopefully they'll be more engaging than the ones that were happening early on in the season. Seems like they responded to feedback from some of the candidates and listeners that it'd be good if the candidates had a chance to address specific issues or rebut specific statements by individual candidates, so that there could be clarity on where people stand. You know, given the limitations, you get 1 minute to talk about an issue that's so important, whether it's you know, taxes or pesticides or TVRs, you know, whatever those issues are. To put it into a 1 minute soundbite is pretty difficult. So I think a lot of the candidates were like, "Hey, can you give us a couple minutes, or at least a chance to rebut some of the statements coming out of the mouths of their opponents?"
Yeah. Yeah, so, it was like Mr. Carvalho said that he was definitely for the dairy coming to the island, which was kind of interesting that he'd come out and say that. And then later he said, well, of course, we have to take all things into consideration, but I'm definitely for it. And, you know, all the facts are the information is not in on how it will affect the island, but I'm definitely for it. And I just don't know how he could say that if he hasn't, you know, address the facts that he says he needs to do it. But anyway, I have a number of different things to say, to talk or disagree with the mayor about. His transparency in his campaign has just been, I don't know, hiding that gas deal and not wanting to talk about it at all. And then have the county attorney, who he appointed, back him up and say that he doesn't think really the law applies in this situation. And it just died right there. I mean, there's been a lot of lawyers back and forth talking about it and stuff, but as far as I understand, that was the end of the issue right there, is that the county attorney said it is, in his opinion, it doesn't apply in this situation.
Yeah, and I guess that's one of the key things in regards to, you know, these forums don't allow for any of those kind of in-depth questioning. They're pretty standard, you know, toss me up a softball and let me hit it out of the park type of response. And you're right, that question has been brought up in regards to, what are they calling it, gas gate or something like that, where, you know, even the auditor's report was, there was a report from the county auditor wanting more information, and they kind of just blew it off and didn't take they didn't take it seriously, I guess. And so you're right. There needs to be maybe some type of legal follow through to find out, you know, is this a violation of the charter, or is there any type of substance to those allegations that once the mayor takes a fifth, he's got to give up his seat?
Yeah, well, it seems to me that the county attorney didn't know the laws in the situation, and he told Bernard just to take the fifth. And then when they found out, oh, geez, you can lose your office by doing that, they kind of backtracked and thought, okay, let's fast step through this one, do something else, you know, obscure the situation so that we don't really have to face the laws on this. As I understand, it's the county prosecutor who takes up the ball at this point, somebody told me. I don't really know.
Well, it would be really difficult for the county prosecutor to take his boss, if you will, to that next level and file charges, even though he's upheld to do that. You know, that's a rare individual that's going to take the mayor to task on what is perceived as political mudslinging, and then follow through on that. So, you know, we might be waiting a while if we're thinking that Justin Kohler is going to take the initiative to file charges. Now, if he was put in a corner and somebody presented him with compelling information, and some people might say a grand jury was compelling information enough, that might be the case. But so far, it hasn't gotten the political traction that some might like.
Well, I guess a call to Mr. Kohler wouldn't be inappropriate anyway, just to discuss the ramifications or what laws. I mean, if there was a law that said, oh, okay, the mayor is excused in these situations. If he's stealing gas, he can, he can recuse himself, take the Fifth Amendment, and he won't be prosecuted.
Right.
They said, oh, yeah, it's written right there. He said, oh, of course, I missed that. Oh, yeah, okay, I guess the mayor doesn't have to disclose what he was doing in that situation with Gasgate or whatever you want to call it there.
Let me ask you this, caller. Where did you find out about that? How did you find out about that?
Oh, well, I think it was, what's his name, Mickens? I forgot. There were two guys that go to a lot of the meetings.
That might be Glenn Mickens and Ken Taylor.
Yeah, those are the guys. And actually, I run into it at the library one day, and I mentioned, oh, I guess I had heard about it before that. And I had mentioned it to them, and they showed me right at the spot the most recent papers that they had got back from Mr. Carvalho's, or from the county attorney, is what it actually was. And then I saw some more papers as well that were from not just those two, but from Michael Sheehan, that had been addressed to our former mayor, Bernard Carvalho. And he was asking, it was actually Mr. Sheehan's lawyer who was addressing the county attorney and asking him what the situation was, what laws preempt the mayor from losing his job in this situation, because it seemed obvious to everyone else that he has to step down at this point. And that was where, I don't know, there were four letters that went back and forth in that situation. And the final decision that I heard was, or opinion is what it was, I believe, from the county attorney, is that it probably doesn't apply in this situation, which just seems so loose to me, like it could have been, you know, let's stop Bernard through this, you know, it's an election year and everything. It seemed just really letting him off the hook, essentially, not dealing with the laws the way they're written. Because if you do look at the law, I don't have it in front of me right now, it seems it's not ambiguous at all. It's pretty specific that the laws have been broken, and he didn't have to pay anything for it. As a matter of fact, Barca, on the last exchange between the two, it was really interesting. He brought something up. I think they were discussing how to save money for the county or something. And then it was Bernard's chance to ask Dustin about the about what he would do. He said something about, well, I wouldn't have spent all that money on gas from the county. And Bernard says, oh, we're not talking about gas right now. Or something like that. You could hear kind of mumbling in the background going on, and Barker snickered a little bit and went on to finish answering the question, but not really pursuing the question, as if he'd been told we're not to talk about Gasgate.
Uh-huh.
Here. Anyway, that's how what it seems to be, totally different than that. But Barker did bring it up just for a second there in the last exchange that they had, and it sounded like as soon as he said something, Bernard was right on top of him. We're not going there, you know. So It is interesting. I don't know if it's dead yet, but I think I'll give Mr. Kohler a call and just see if I can have a friendly exchange with him on the subject.
Yeah, well, there you go. And you'll find out more in regards to the process and how that would play out if it was, you know, either the allegation was true or that there was some type of, I don't want to say collusion, but an attempt by the administration to hush-hush about this, because we don't want to, if you will, face the consequences or at the very least face the music of, you know, taking advantage of some of the certain entities, like having credit cards given out to employees in order for them to fill up their gas tank on personal business or county business, and how they might doctor the records to kind of hide that activity.
Well, that's what I thought was going on, that it was just, you know, he had been overusing the card a little bit or something like that. But when I heard the amounts, that, I mean, it was like 1 month was $50,000 worth of diesel fuel that was on his card that was unexplainable. And he wouldn't explain. He wouldn't. I mean, what could it be used? He's reselling the gas? I don't think so. He wouldn't be doing that. But he'd be, you know, why couldn't you explain such a thing? It just leaves it just totally crazy in my head that, you know, you would, you know, forfeit your office, or you would, you know, make everybody believe that you're not being transparent with everybody, that you had something to hide, and you're willing to just admit that you're not going to tell your constituents what you're hiding.
And this is, you know, the stuff that the majority of folks aren't aware of. You know, there are some people, if you will, the watchdogs that attend meetings regularly, that follow up on the different tips and leads that are put out there in the community. You know, because obviously in the community we see what's going on. We see some of the activities going on with our officials and some of the employees of the state or the county, and have questions and aren't always given the factual information, or given any information to, for that matter, as to what does that project entail, or who's funding it, or what's the purpose behind that? Is that something that we should be concerned about, or nah, just nothing to see here, folks. Just keep moving on.
Another thing is about the dairy. Somebody has given the dairy, okay, man, you guys go ahead and get started with it. This thing's going to, you know, we're going to push it through. It's a done deal.
Mm-hmm.
Because they've invested so much money in it over there, and they've got this thing so well started, and supposedly they don't even have the permit yet to go ahead and to build a dairy. They have a grubbing and grading permit out there. But they've got, they say they have millions of dollars invested in it already. And they're gambling that on whether they're going to get a permit or not. Somebody told these guys it's going through. And we're playing politics again, you know. Okay, it's, you know, the big money guys, Omidar from, you know, from the internet. You know, and the politicians around here said, oh, no, we need a dairy. Yeah, we really like you guys. Yeah, come on in. Just, you know, do it right and all this stuff. But I don't know where that okay comes from, because it's obvious that something's going on. They've given the green light by somebody here. And, you know, the mayor obviously supports it here. I mean, he'll support it even without the facts being in, of knowing if the ground can perk there, or if, you know, a lot of factors involved that are in question right now. But he's right out there. He'll support it without the facts being in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying it's necessarily the mayor. It could have been the governor involved in it, too, saying, you know, we'll support you through this. And don't worry. It's going through.
So
anyway, I feel I've eaten up a lot of your time, but go ahead and respond if you'd like to. I just hope other callers are going to call in.
Yeah, we'll see how the phone calls go, because we are in the midst of our fund drive, and we're asking for folks to give us a call at 826-774 if you'd like to make a contribution on the financial end, or if you're like yourself, would like to make a contribution on the community side of it and give us a report. You know, Eric is taking phone calls, or I will too, as the hours progress. 826-7771. I got a question for you, caller. You've been following the races. Any suggestions or words of advice for candidate Barca as he mounts, if you will, the uphill struggle to unseat Mayor Carvalho?
Let's see. I guess what he's doing so far is pretty good. A lot of people are kind of criticizing him for not being articulate like Mayor Carvalho in his taking credit for all of the accomplishments of this administration. And he even said the covered bus stop. Shoot, I was out riding a bus today in the North Shore. We don't have covered bus stops everywhere, but he's trying to take credit for, you know, getting all the bus stops covered here to keep the people out of the rain. I don't know. Barca is just being pretty straightforward. It's kind of refreshing not to have this political language, you know, this slick. This of Bernard, you know, it feels like he just put his aftershave on in a fresh Aloha shirt, and Barca just came out of the taro patch, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just an honesty to Barca that is refreshing. Though, you know, people do want to hear what he's on about, and on radio and stuff. He doesn't go into the depth of his other programs or his other ideas of what he wants to accomplish in office. And if you do go onto the internet, he does have a list of things that he wants to do other than just deal with the GMO people from the east side.
Right.
And so he does have a very much more in-depth campaign. I don't think he's as ease talking in public as is Bernard Carvalho. And people take offense at that a little bit, like everybody should be Barack Obama and be able to lie through their teeth with eloquence.
Right.
And that, I think, is what we're getting for our more seasoned candidates here. So for us to have a real person up there is refreshing. Yeah. So, right on.
Well, certainly appreciate you the call in and your mana'o sharing with us about political signs as well as some of the underlying stories with this campaign. Do we have another phone call?
Yeah, we have another call.
So
we appreciate the call. Thank you very much.
Okay. If it gets slow, I'll get back.
Yeah, please do. Give us a call back at 826-7771. We're going to take our next caller. Caller, you're right here live with Eric Cannon and Jimmy Trujillo on the Kauai Soapbox. You there?
Let's see.
How about now? Anybody?
Let's try that now.
Anybody home?
Oh, looks like we lost them. Have them call back.
Oh, please call back, caller, because we just dropped that one. It happens.
we get a new phone system, so we're
fat fingers sometimes. I just want to let you know, if you didn't catch it at the beginning of the show, this soapbox, Kauai Soapbox, will be followed immediately at 6 o'clock, political forum. It's candidates for the mayoral candidates, the county council candidates, and the State House of Representatives, District 14. So that's the area from Kauai Hau and Kapa'a all the way north to the end of the road. So Derek Kawakami and Jonathan Ho'omanawanui, the two candidates who are still running for that seat held currently by Representative Kawakami, they will probably open up the evening presentation and will be followed by the mayoral candidates. And then after that, the county council candidates will close out the evening. That's tonight, 6 to 9 p.m. at the Kapaa Neighborhood Center. It will be broadcast live here on KKCR, and we will be broadcasting that from 6 to 9. So mahalo to the KKCR public affairs team out there. I think Laura Christine, Grateful Freddy, and what's her name from Small Town Coffee? She's got a nickname, but I just know her as Annie. Yeah, she's got a regular gig on the Tuesday Bluegrass Show with the Ask the 8-Ball. I'm not sure exactly what they call that, but Steve will let us know once he...
Once he gets back.
Yeah, once he gets back. There we go. The 8-Ball's in transit.
And one more time for the person who called in and we accidentally dropped when you're on hold. Please call back in because we want to have your call.
We'll take that call, 826-7771, to talk to us here in the booth. And 826-7774, if you are out there wanting to make a contribution. You can also go online and you can go to the KKCRW.org. How's it? www.kkcr.org. There's a donate. Click here, right there on the donate button, and you can make a contribution to your community radio. Kauai Community Radio, the station that loves you. Stever, thanks for being another volunteer extraordinaire. I drove up, and there you are, doing yardscaping.
Well, we had to move those palm fronds. They were kind of big. So.
Yeah, somebody come down this weekend or something like that?
Just something.
Is that part of the getting prepared for the high winds?
Could be.
What do you know about this storm? I keep.
I have a little update here.
Oh, read it to us, please.
Hurricanes Coming was the name of the band that played this afternoon.
Oh, wasn't a warning sign.
It wasn't really anything to do with this, although it might have been influenced by it a little. But it isn't a hurricane yet. But Anna, A-N-A, intensifying and nearing hurricane strength. This was done at 11 a.m., so 65-mile-per-hour winds, west-northwest, and minimum central pressure is 997 millibars. So there are no coastal watches or warnings in effect. Interests in the main Hawaiian Islands should monitor the progress of this system. So just so that you're aware, there's some weather coming.
All right. Well, let's hope that.
I'll hand that to you.
Thank you for that update. We'll be feeding more information about that. There's one more good reason for. You might be interested if you're out there. This is available for folks who are making a contribution to the Kauai Community Radio. I'm not sure quite what the expectation is, but. It's a AM/FM weather wind-up CC solar observer. The observer is a simple, affordable, compact radio with enhanced reception and audio performance. For emergency use, it can be powered in four different ways and can charge many USB-type devices.
And there it is.
Cell phones.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Dean Rogers right there hands me the live Sea Crane model.
It's nice. You can clip it right onto your side.
You could do that, and you can... you can charge up your cell phone. You can charge up maybe your laptop just by hand cracking it.
I don't know about that.
Oh, okay. So such USB type devices such as cell phones. There we go. We'll do that. The Sea Crane Company is responsible for the manufacturing. Dean, what does somebody need to contribute to take
it's
this home?
It's a $200 level.
Oh, so if you got $200 or more. If you're an angel,
I mean, that's like 20 a month or something, you know. I mean, in our sustaining member.
There we go, sustaining member. Say it one more time, closer to the mic.
I have to figure it, but it's something like $20 a month in our sustaining level.
Oh, I love that. And so, a sustaining level, what is that? So, sustaining member does.
They give us their credit card number and ask us to take out a certain amount per month, whether it's $10, $20.
I love it.
1837, whatever the number may be.
So you can just make an ongoing contribution to your community radio.
And you could receive the premiums at that pledge level for the 1 year. You at least commit to do it for 1 year long.
Terrific.
And we can arrange shorter or longer payment periods, but that's people become sustaining members that way. And
there
that way
go.
A little bit every month rather than one lump sum.
I like that. Over a period of time. Hey, we'll take your contribution any way we can. This one right now, we've got a phone contribution coming out. Aloha, caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Yay, phones are working.
Thank you for joining us here on Kauai Soapbox.
Well, I am just so happy that you're putting these forums on the air because I'm unable to get down to them, and I'm just encouraging everyone who's listening to give at least $5, $10. Think of what it would take to spend your gas to go down there and listen to it.
Oh, I love that thought.
It would take at least $5 in gas to get from Hanalei to Kapaa and at least be informed. If you can't drive down there, get on the radio and listen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a great one.
It's true. Now, let me ask you this.
There's nobody else that's ever did this for us, is to be able to let us sit in our own home and listen to what we're voting for. And if it wasn't for the donations of the people of Kauai, we would not have this radio station and this luxury of listening. On radio to hear, or online, stream it if you don't on your iPhone.
It's true.
If you don't have a radio. Some people say, well, I don't have a radio and I don't want to sit in front of my computer. Just stream it and listen to it, because then don't say you weren't informed. And for that luxury, get on that phone and just give $5, $10, and save your time driving.
I just appreciate your enthusiasm for making the request. And again, it's not a call to action. It's just a request. If you're so fortunate enough to have some extra cash or any type of reserves, you got good credit and you want to help our community radio stay the community radio that it is, make a contribution.
Right, even just for tonight.
Mm-hmm. Appreciate
that. Thank you
that.
So much. I really appreciate what you're doing for us.
Well, thank you. Really appreciate that.
Okay, aloha.
Aloha. Aloha. Another, if you will, satisfied customer of Kauai Community Radio. We got another phone call?
Yes, we
Keep
do.
Keep the phone calls coming, because that's why we're here on the air, so that we can provide you, the listener, and the caller an opportunity to engage at another level. Caller, what's on your mind, my friend?
I had heard about the signage for the politicians and also the public discussion. There is a public discussion that the Commerce Department is doing this evening, 6 to 9 p.m. at the Kapa'a Neighborhood Center. And signage regulations are the auspices of the building department. And they're closed now, but it's 241-4854. I do know that signage requires permits. And unless it's a temporary sign, like a banner or something like that, and that if you place signs on a private property, you have to have the permission of the owner of the property to have it up. So if people want to ask, they need to ask the building department for specifics.
Well, that's good news. Thanks for sharing that. But what is your thought on these signs that proliferate during this type of year? Are political signs freedom of speech, or are they temporary signs, or should they be regulated by our county government?
Well, they already are regulated, is the point. There are ordinances for the signs, but the tendency in the past, with our tradition of, I guess, something, has been to ignore regulations. And so the past few years, the past few political campaigns, but the I don't mind the signs personally, as long as they're well placed and removed after the campaign, which is usually the problem. They become litter.
They become litter.
Yes, but I do know that there have been some places that people have taken the responsibility and are actually wooden poster places for politicians to place multiple signs, and those have had permits taken out on them. I think that's a great idea, that if they get a permit, that the politicians can share the space. Kind of like billboard advertising, as long as you can get a permit, can have a particular time period, and then they have to be taken down, because then the permit expires. So I personally don't mind signs. I like being able to put a name with their face, and be able, when I go to some of the discussions that take place, to say, okay, that's so-and-so, and ask them a question.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it does personalize the campaigner. And as long as they have a good organization that is responsible, I don't see an issue.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you this in regards to signs and sign waving. Do you have a preference? You said that you don't really mind the signs so much, so long as that they, you know, are well-placed and they're not in violation of any ordinances. What about sign waving? Do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, I haven't seen too much sign waving this year. So in the past, I found it annoying, and also I think it's dangerous with the current traffic situation.
Mm-hmm.
But in past years, I've lived here for almost 30 years, so things have changed a lot. But in past years, we didn't have the traffic issues we have now, and it was a way for people once again to be more personal. I think that era has passed, and it's dangerous. Is what I think. So I don't think it serves a good function for the public.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask you this, since I got you on the air, and it sounds like you've been following the political campaign so far. Do you have any favorites? Are you in a position where you would like to advocate for a slate of 7 or 5 or 6 or your 3 top favorites that you hope should get in?
I hope that the county council has a lot of new people on it, and I hope that some of the people like Barry Hooser and Tim Bynum stay on the council. I also hope, I know this is sort of 50-50, I hope Joanne Yukimura stays on the council. partly because I do firmly believe there should be somebody with a legal background that is on the council, and she's the only one running that has that credential.
Mm-hmm.
Additionally, I do think her past history is valuable if there are new members, and I do think that we need a lot of new blood, but I'm concerned that many of the people who are running do not have community political experience or even agency experience. They have not really worked in the public sector, and there's so much for them to learn, and we have so many important issues. It's difficult to choose this year. So what is happening in my personal case is I'm not going to vote, make seven votes. So that's where I am.
You aren't, or you are?
I am not.
Uh-huh.
Not going to cast seven county votes. I'm going to choose very specifically who I feel should be on the council, and basically what that does, the way our votes are counted, is that means if I place four votes, that means I've basically placed three negative votes.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I have to say that I know a lot of people, it's difficult to be a mayor in this issue, in this era. That's not to say I'm a proponent of Mayor Carvalho either way, but if 31% of your constituency votes for a newcomer, I think that's a big wake-up call for the incumbent, that they better look at why they have such a large constituency that does not agree with the way they're managing this county. You know, whatever. It's, you know, not that he's a bad mayor, but times are changing, and I think he needs to look outside the box. Yeah. And that's it.
Well, I appreciate your sharing your mana'o with us and our listeners. And I know that, do we have another phone call?
Yeah,
we have another call waiting in the wings. So thank you for joining the conversation and making your contribution, and for letting folks know about tonight's political forum at the Kapaa Neighborhood Center from 6 to 9 p.m.
Right. Okay, and thank you. And when they answer the phone in the office, tell them to ask first, are you calling to make a contribution?
There we go. We'll pass that feedback on to our operators who are standing by at 826-7771. That's in the phone booth, and 826-7774 if you would like to make a contribution to keep Kauai Community Radio on the air. So we got a phone call?
Okay, bye now.
Aloha.
Aloha, you are on the air.
Hey, Jimmy, this is Dylan Hooser.
Oh, right on, Dylan. How are you, my friend?
Pretty good. How are you guys?
We're good. We're in the midst of our fun drive, and I saw the green light by your name, so I thought maybe you might would be interested in calling in and talking story about an event that's going on in the near future.
Yeah. You know, I'm working with the Hawaii Center for Food Safety, mm-hmm. and a few other community organizations like HAPA, Ohana O Kauai, Hawaii Seed, the Mom's Hui, and we're putting on a Rock the Vote for a Cleaner Kauai event. It's an event to promote voter turnout. It's a totally free event with food, light music, kids' activities. It's also a nonpartisan event, a non-candidate-specific event that everyone is welcome to attend.
Right on. And the point is to get folks out and highlight the issues and encourage people to take that next step and vote.
Yeah, you know, participate in the community and give back. And have fun while you're doing it. You know, come on down and listen to Sasharman, Milo Matthews, and Preeta Carlson. We're also going to have OCBC. Kids face painting booths, photo booths, yeah, all kinds of stuff.
And let me ask you this. This is going to be at Wilcox School, and what are the hours and the date of this event?
It's on October 25th at the Wilcox Cafeteria, Wilcox Elementary Cafeteria, from 8 to 3.
8 to 3, so kind of a day, you know, family-friendly hours.
Yeah, I mean, come on down. The goal is to really to target people to come out and vote. Mm-hmm. You know, we just want to promote, you know, giving back to the community, like I said. And the polls are open. It's one of the few times, it's during the early walk-in voting time period where everybody can vote in one central location in Lahui.
Mm-hmm. So that's part of the premise, too. Come on out and then go walk across the street to the county buildings and place your ballot.
Yeah, you know, just get out and participate.
How easy is that?
Yeah, it couldn't be much easier. It's definitely, you know, come down, get free food, get some food, listen to some music, and give back to your community. So we try to make it fun and easy.
Appreciate that. And Dylan, your campaign, while not successful, I'm sure there are some things that you gleaned from our community, some of the issues that are important to folks. Do you have time to talk a little bit about that before we move on to our next caller?
Sure, yeah. What was the question again? Sorry.
Well, no, just asking you some of the things that you learned from your campaign. What were some of the information you got back from voters and from community members as to what the issues are, what's important to them, and for you politically, getting more and more politically active. What does the future hold for you?
Oh, I mean, obviously it's a lot of hard work, but it feels really good, you know. I wasn't successful in my election, but I really do feel good. I'd like to take a minute to thank everybody who helped me along the way, especially on my campaign team, anybody who supported me along the way. I mean, you really can't do that without that kind of support.
Mm-hmm.
It's really important for whoever, whichever candidate that you like or identify with or that you do support, that you reach out and let them know. You know, that positive reinforcement is nice and it feels good. And like I said, it's a lot of work. And there's all different types of levels of help that you can get from the community, whether it's volunteer hours or it's financial or, like I said, just a friendly good word of support.
And Dylan, what would you say were some of the issues that some of the folks that you met during your campaign, what did they bring up as concerns that they have?
A lot of them were roads and covered bus stops.
Uh-huh.
Especially in the Lihue and the Puhi area. You know, Puhi Road is obviously in disrepair and needs some love and attention. There's still quite a few bus stops in our community that aren't covered. In Honolulu, especially, you know, there's people who use those. Our Kapuna and our Keiki who use those bus stops and are getting drenched in the rain and pretty much worked by the weather. And it seems like it should be a higher priority, especially for people in those communities, you know. I mean, in all the communities, we are obviously in a very wet spot.
Right. And, I mean, it seems like there's a plan now for bus stops to be made. Folks have kind of brought up the $40,000 per bus stop price tag is being kind of steep. But it's obvious that the community would appreciate to have a place to sit down out of the rain or out of the sun. And, you know, whether we can somehow come up with a different model that costs a lot less than $40,000 each, you could build a small little home for that kind of price.
Yeah, no, I mean, it does sound like a lot of money. I could see that per specific location, it could fluctuate the price. Some places might not be level. You might have to do some extensive work to get that bus stop up. It would be cool, and I think it would be nice to see community organizations maybe stepping up and taking on that responsibility to help speed the process along. We all are in this together, and it's not just our government's responsibility, I think, to take care of.
That's right. It takes a village, that's for sure. So, Dylan, one last time before we go, we got a couple callers lined up, but you've got an event happening in the later part of this month of October. Tell listeners who might have just joined us what's going on.
Yeah, so on October 25th, it's a Saturday, we're doing a Rock the Vote event or a concert with free live music, free food. The goal is to get people to come out and vote. It's a totally free event. It's a nonpartisan. It's not Republican. It's not Democrat. It's a non-candidate specific event. It's not endorsed. We're not endorsing slates. It's not endorsing any candidate whatsoever. We just want people to get out and vote and participate and get involved in their community. And it's definitely, and everybody is welcome to attend. I can't stress that enough. I'd love to see everybody down there. And come down and enjoy yourself on a Saturday afternoon.
That's a week from this Saturday. Yeah.
Yeah. It's coming up pretty quick.
Right on. Thanks for putting that together, Dan. This is Dove.
Awesome.
Oh, hey, Dove. How's it going?
How's it? Thanks for calling in.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
It's awesome. That's what this community radio station is all about, and we're doing our pledge drive right now. We're trying to raise money to keep us alive and on the air, so spread the word. We've brought in $9,730, and we're trying to bust over 10 grand right now, so we got $270 to go for this show. So anybody who calls us up, 826-7771, any kind donation will be greatly appreciated.
And John, you guys do an awesome thing for the community, and thank you. You know, thank you for broadcasting the forums. I mean, it's an awesome way to keep in contact with what's going on.
Yeah. We're going to be there tonight, too, so.
Awesome. I will see you there.
In Kapa'a. All right.
All right. Thank you for calling in, John.
Keep on keeping on.
Thank you for having me on there.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you. We got another phone call chiming in right after Dylan Hooser. Aloha, caller. You're on the air. Hello. We got you?
Yeah, you are on air. I don't know. I guess they're not.
Got you now?
They're not paying attention to their phone.
There we go.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello. We got you. Hello.
Yeah, okay. How are you doing today?
We're doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Good.
We're in the midst of raising money.
You're raising money.
And raising awareness. What can we do for you today?
Raise some awareness. Hey, I think one of the most important news things this week was the Hawaiian Kingdom proclamation decreeing provisional laws. And I've been following this on the HawaiianKingdom.org blog. And it's been just real interesting over the last month and weeks that, you know, on different occasions they've been giving notice to the fake state. And that's like the first step in a legal process. And even the big telescope up there on the Big Island, they shut down the ceremony. And what a lot of people don't know is, you know, they were given notice, and there's been a lot of stuff that's dealt with, you know, international courts and war crimes. And I just want people should go to that website and educate themselves, because there's a lot happening and there's a big rise. And, you know, I hope the Hawaiians who are akamai about what's happening call in, and, you know, they know a lot more than me. But just from reading about it, it's, you know, truly fascinating.
Tell us again that website.
That's going to be HawaiianKingdom.org. And then you can also just, you know, hit HawaiianKingdom.org/blog. And that's probably a little bit easier to read. But cool and fascinating thing. Things are changing, and it's all behind the scenes. But, you know, people should be educating themselves on what's truly going on.
And for listeners who just joined us, the Kauai Soapbox team is taking phone calls from community, taking contributions from community contributors, and your suggestion is going to the Hawaiian Kingdom government website at www.hawaiiankingdom.org. And what was it that caught your eye recently this week? There was a new development?
It's a declaration of provisional laws, where it's basically putting the state on notice regarding, you know, going back to Hawaiian laws. And there's just been a whole movement regarding, you know, State Department, and it's all legal stuff, but it's, you know, it's interesting just to follow it. And you know, I'm a guest living on the island, and I find it very interesting, the struggle between, you know, Hawaii and the Hawaiian Kingdom and the fake state. You know, just wanted to pass that on and stimulate some conversation, because I know there's a lot of people out there that know a lot more in detail than I do, but it's something that should be talked about.
Well, absolutely. I appreciate you bringing that to our attention. How did you find out about the sovereignty movement and the illegal overthrow?
Just I know someone who I listen to, as far as I think they're, you know, they're intelligent in what they say, and, you know, they pass me on some links. And, you know, once you get interested in something, I think, you know, you follow it up because you want to know what the truth is. You have to read both sides and decide for yourself, but the first step is, you know, taking an interest.
Right. And what would you say, what would you suggest would be a good outcome or a good resolution to this century-old conflict?
Well, I'm always for the underdog, and I don't particularly like the direction that our country has been going in. So, you know, it's their land. Just because a lie is 100 years old doesn't make it a truth. So, you know, it's just like, that's why people should educate themselves to see what's happening. And, you know, there is a Hawaiian constitution and what those laws are and how that would affect people and, you know, how does it affect a guy that just spent $100 million on a piece of property, you know? Those are all just things that bounce around my mind.
That's a good question in regards to some of the Kuleana lots that he's trying to buy out. Can money buy it all?
Well, you know, we'll see. There's just a lot of... Yeah, you know, there's a lot of interesting stuff that's coming through the pipeline, and I'm just surprised. I'm surprised that the Garden Island doesn't have someone, a Hawaiian part of their paper that's talking about the Hawaiian movement. I think that's terrible.
It is definitely the most underreported, you know, story that most compelling story as well. And you're right, there is hardly any mainstream media that is willing to kind of like do some investigative work or put it out there. I think everybody just feels like, oh, well, it's for the lawyers to settle. Oh, that's for the federal government to figure out.
What I find fascinating is I went and read it. And it's simple stuff that, you know, until a person can follow through. And, I mean, you know, there's nothing that, you know, from a legality standpoint, you know, for me to go down to the tax office and tell them I'm going to take my state tax and put it in an escrow until a true government does come. And I mean, if you have Hawaiians and other people getting on board there, I mean, you know, that's going to cause more than a ripple.
Right.
And, you know, so it's just there's stuff happening, and it's very interesting, and that's my 2 cents.
Well, I really appreciate you sharing your 2 cents with us online here or on the air with listeners. And mahalo for being a beacon for that light to shine out, because a lot of times folks come here as guests, as visitors, and they're absolutely clueless into regards to the backstory of how became the 50th state and how the last monarchy was, if you will, overthrown and taken hostage, and how Queen Liliuokalani spent the last bit of her life imprisoned and waiting for justice to be restored. So thank you for calling in and contributing to Kauai Community Radio.
Aloha. I'm glad we have a radio station. You can I'll talk to someone after and make a donation.
I appreciate that. We'll put you on hold then, I take it.
Okay. Aloha.
All right, aloha.
All right, thank you very much for the call.
There we go. So also, put that brother on hold, Eric, and then we'll be able to get some personal information for that person. And we're going to go to the top of the hour. I want to let folks know that you are listening to KKCR Hanalei, KAQA Kilauea, here in the beautiful North Shore at 90.9 FM Hanalei, 91.9 FM Islandwide, 92.7 in the Anahola Molawa'a area, and on Oahu at 104.7 FM Oahu, 95.1 on the cable dial. It's KKCR Hanalei, KAQA Kilauea, K224 CQ Molawa'a, and K284 AL in Hale'iwa. Eric, you were going to say something.
I was going to say, Dylan, if you are listening, a couple people called in and said that you didn't give a location for your event, gave a date and time, but no actual location.
Well, there you go. It might have gotten lost in the translation. It's going to be at the Wilcox School.
That's where it's going to be?
Wilcox School at the cafeteria. And I think he said the hours were from 10 to 3.
All right. So
there we go.
You don't hear that one, but it's at the Wilcox School from 10 to 3. And on the, what date is that?
It's October 25th, I believe. I could be wrong. It's a... not this Saturday, but the following Saturday.
Yeah,
so we'll get the right date, and we'll get the exact hours for listeners. Do we have a phone
call
right
now?
Yes, we do. Let's take that phone call, and then we'll go to our underwriting right after that.
Hello, caller. You are on the air.
Hello. How are you doing?
Good.
I'm calling in reference to some information I might be able to share with you about the Hawaii Kingdom Law.
Oh, terrific. Thank you.
Okay. The laws that we have today are called Hawaii Revised Statutes. And they are a copy directly from the Hawaiian Kingdom Law. So anything else that's been added on has been revised. So the laws that we have today that we're following are simply Hawaiian Kingdom Law passed on from the King and changed to the Republic and then passed on to the Hawaii Constitutional Law.
Revised statutes. That's
right.
That's new information.
It would get simpler if we gave it back to them, because then we wouldn't have, they would go back to the original simple laws they had and then maybe modernize them at the way that they saw fit, which would probably be a really good way. Aloha, Aina.
Well, I appreciate you sharing that information. That's something that I didn't know in regards to some of our current laws having been, if you will, drafted from hundreds of years ago and saw fit to keep them. They made sense then and they make sense now. Or maybe they didn't make so much sense then and they still don't make sense now.
Here's something else that's really cool is they even copied the coat of arms of Kamehameha and called it the state seal. And today, even if you look on the, they had to do a scurry and change it recently, I understand, because they're violating, you know, his sovereignty by putting his family coat of arms on all their business.
Interesting.
So, yeah, if you look at that, you can see Uamauke Aina Ikapono, which is the life of the land is perpetuated through righteousness. So if you see some righteous people in our office that are running this place, then they're upholding their oath and the motto.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the king's motto, too, as well. So it's pretty much been copied. You know, it's like plagiarism. They copied everything and called it theirs.
There you go. That is a great example of a cultural appropriation.
Right. Well, history is written by the winners.
And those who do not learn from their history are bound to repeat it.
Well, we can do a good job if we just get smart and don't get caught into the violence and the separation thing, because it's a body politic, and the body is sick.
The body is sick.
Yeah, so once the mind makes up its mind that it's going to, you know, take a break and get better, then it's probably just going to stay sick.
And we need some health and vitality brought into the system. Are you, my friend, going to participate in this upcoming election?
I participate every day in trying to make my, where I live here on the island, a better place, and that's my vote.
That's, hey, you know what, that's a powerful statement in itself. Not an easy thing to do. Definitely requires some support there as well. And the
why
reason
would
I
you vote for like the system when it's going crazy like this? It's like going for a losing football team or something, you know. And once you sign up to vote, then you're theirs because you surrender your rights to do anything else. So you should think about that when you sign the dotted line.
Yeah, there's definitely some consequences with your action.
Yes, that's true, and I know it's probably making some people in power real sad, but we all need to, like, get this place straight. We're in a wooden boat.
Mm. Well, I've always kind of, you know, in looking at why are some of the things the way they are, why are some of the things so dysfunctional, oftentimes it comes back to me. It's because of, if you will, the foundation for the modern state is built on deceit and other, the foundation lacks integrity.
We have to get our families back in order. And because they're all broken up and sadly affected by social problems, and they create they call it our family problems.
Mm-hmm.
But we're just reacting to our stimulus.
We certainly are.
Yes. And if you look at this throwaway bill, what they're doing, they're just giving a free rein for all these shippers to bring more junk to this island that doesn't belong here. And they're not even taking any of it back off as a, like, a Pono thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of putting the burden on us, let them take that crap back off the island. You know, then they'll be less likely to bring it here.
Hey, that's a zero waste strategy in my mind.
Yeah, well, if they were participating, they would have already done this because it makes good business sense. but there must be some other agenda besides business, because none of it makes good business sense. You have to get away from the dollar to see the picture.
It's
That's
true.
That's really hard.
It's very difficult.
Well, I don't want to burn everybody's ear.
Well, appreciate the update.
And have a wonderful day, and know the truth, because it'll set you free.
There you go. Mahalo for that. Really appreciate that. We are. Do we got another phone call?
Yes, we do.
Oh, man, they're lining up. I was going to pay my wait riders, but we'll just wait. Aloha, caller. You're on the air.
Aloha. Thanks for the great show. Yeah,
well,
I'm calling in. Just listening to the last couple callers, I got inspired to call in. I'm a transplant here that came over from Washington State, and I feel super blessed to live on Kauai. And super blessed that I have a couple of aunties and uncles who are local Hawaiians that I learned a lot from. And the other day I was hanging out with one of them by the river, and she's definitely all about Hawaiian sovereignty and seeing people recognize that Hawaii is a free nation and honor that. And she shared with me, she taxi drives, so she said, like, you know, she'll take tourists around, and she's sharing with me it's really exhausting to have to tell the story over and over. And so she kind of put this idea in my head where she said it'd be really nice if you guys as transplants would really focus on educating the tourists coming in so that they, like, get it. Because you can imagine, like, a new tourist coming here, they have no idea. They've never heard of the truth, right? And then she's, like, driving her taxi, and they're telling her, like, asking her all these questions and hounding her. Like, you know, it's, like, it'd be cool. I even had the idea somehow at the airports when people are arriving, we could have, like, some flyer, or even as they're landing, you know, when they're talking on the microphone, they, like, educate people about the truth. You know, it's not saying right or wrong, it's just saying this is the truth, this is what happened, you know, so people know coming here. I felt to call in and share that. And as far as the voting goes, I asked her about that too, because I haven't voted in over 20 years. I just voted when I was 18 because I could, so mm-hmm. I was like, oh, I'll register and vote. And since then I figured out, like, oh, it's all a big hoax, right, the voting. However, I did register to vote so that I can vote for Barca.
Nice.
So that I can help vote to get the council members in who are going to help end the GMOs on Kauai.
Good for you.
I know there's a lot of huge issues. I feel that's one of the biggest issues. So just to see our council people change it up and get the mayor, someone who really cares in that way. So thanks for the great show. Have a good one.
Well, thank you for calling in and making your contribution to Kauai Community Radio. One more.
Aloha.
We got another one?
Yes, we do. You are on the air.
Hey, good evening. You know, I'm just a concerned citizen here on Kauai, and everybody keeps talking about, you know, the mayor, this and that. But you know what? I work over at the airport, and we've had a Gulfstream jet here since Saturday. And if you look up the tail number, it's actually the same tail number who transported Ebola patients from West Africa to Georgia. So I'm just kind of curious on why it's been here on island since Saturday.
Wow, that's...
Somebody should be more alarmed about that than the GMO and everything else, which seems a little...
So what do you mean, the numbers on the back of the plane? You did research and...
Yeah, every airplane has a tail number, and we're speaking about tail number 173 Papa Alpha. So that's November 173 Papa Alpha.
Okay.
And if you look that up online, that is the same aircraft that transported Ebola patients from West Africa to Georgia. And you can look it up online through FlightAware, et cetera, on its path and the different routes it's taken. And it's here on Kauai, and it's been here since Saturday. I'm just kind of curious on why.
That's a good question. Why would that be here?
I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
And that'd be a good question for some of those prospective candidates here in Kauai as well.
Yeah, well, I would bet they would be like me, just absolutely clueless. I mean, if it wasn't for you reporting that, I bet the majority of listeners right now have no idea that that plane went to...
Well, you know, I had an insider call from the local newspaper here, as a matter of fact, and asking me, since I worked there at the airport, if I had any information. And it just seems a little strange to me how, you know, the newspaper here on Kauai knew about this particular plane and had brought it to my attention. So I figured, you know, I've emailed it to several people here because I'm a concerned citizen. You know, I wonder why. You know, I mean, why is it the fact that they're the same plane that transported, you know, Ebola patients is here on Kauai?
Yeah. Now, what kind of plane is that?
It is a Gulfstream.
And is that a jet? Is that a prop plane?
It's a long-distance intercontinental jet. If you look it up online, again, it is November 173, Papa Alpha.
Wow.
And you can do your own research mm-hmm. as far as how it has, you know, it's actually registered as a tail number out of the LLC out of, I believe, Delaware, which has said to have been masked by CIA, et cetera, et cetera. So it's just kind of an eye-opener
mm-hmm.
on what's happening over here.
Well, let me ask you this. In regards to the newspaper, what was there? Did you get any follow-up, or did anybody respond to that?
No, they were actually calling me to find out, if I had any inside information. And, I was oblivious to what it was here for.
So it's just sitting there?
As a citizen here in Kauai, I want to know why it's here.
Yeah.
It's just sitting there right now?
Yeah, it's been sitting here since Saturday, right in front of Air Service Hawaii. You know, it'd be a good question for Dustin Barker's mother, who works right there for that company, Air Service Hawaii.
Huh. Well, there you go. Hopefully she's listening at the moment, might be able to pass that on.
What made you check that number? Was it just an odd-looking plane, or is it just there too long?
You know what? Like I said, I personally didn't check the number until after I got a phone call from the newspaper.
Oh, wow.
So I'm not sure exactly what sparked the newspaper to check that N number, but after they brought it to my attention, I wanted to check it out myself. And there's several articles on it online that specifically links it to transporting the Ebola patients there to Georgia.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for your call.
Yeah, excellent. I know it sounds kind of crazy, but you know what? I figured I'd at least bring it out there and let people do their own research.
No, there you go. That's how stories get broke.
And that's why this show is here for.
There you go.
I appreciate your time.
All right. Well, thank you very much for calling.
For the phone call. Appreciate that. We are in the midst of our fun drive. It is about 15 minutes after the hour. At 6 o'clock, we will be broadcasting live from the Kapaa Neighborhood Center from 6 to 9 p.m. The mayoral candidates will be there. The State House of Representatives for District 14, that's Derek Kawakami and Jonathan Ho'omanawanui. Those candidates will be in the House, as well as the 14 Kauai County Council candidates who are running for 7 seats. The election is coming up in November. You might have already gotten your absentee ballot, so making your minds up, hopefully. And you will be returning your ballot in shortly. Dove's got a hot off the press item.
We just came in at 5, the 5 p.m. center of Tropical Storm Anna. I guess you say Anna, A-N-A, tracking west as a strong tropical storm. Located near latitude 13.9 north, longitude 145.2 west, moving toward the west 10 miles per hour. General motion is expected to continue till Thursday. Maximum sustained winds are 65 miles per hour with higher gusts. Strengthening is forecast during the next 40 hours, expected to become a hurricane. And it looks like it's the track that they have it showing now is going a little bit south of the Big Island, and then winding up 2 p.m. on Sunday, Maui coming from the backside. So it's kind of interesting.
So speaking of winding up and tracking, we've got a CC Crane radio.
The boxes of radios just came. We've got crank-up solar radios. We're putting together some little survival kits that we're going to be offering up here for Angel Levels. A little box kit with a radio, solar radio, a rice, and what else should go in there?
All those things. I got a jar of honey I'll throw in there.
But right now, for a $200 donation, you get one of these radios, and plus you get all the other good stuff. We have a new T-shirt design this year. And lots of other goodies. We really would love to hear from you right now. We're doing our pledge drive. And if you really care about community radio, call-in talk shows such as this show from 4 to 6, and us doing live broadcasts of the Candidates Forum, this is a great time to show your support of what we do here at this radio station. So
show your support.
7774, operator standing by.
There we go. We have a phone call right now coming on live on the air. Thank you, Dove, for sharing that a little bit about Tropical Storm Anna. I'm sure it's pronounced Anna, just like Anahola, but I could be wrong. We'll find out. Aloha caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, I'm calling from Princeville.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you for joining us from Princeville.
When's the jazz show coming on?
Well, if you listen to Baldhead Rick, it comes on too much. Comes on too often. But I think there's a jazz show this evening scheduled for 6 o'clock, but because of the political forum that is happening at the Kapaa Neighborhood Center from 6 to 9, our regularly scheduled jazz program, I think it's Sunset Jazz with John, won't be happening tonight. So
Very good. Can I have some information about the $75 T-shirt?
Yeah, what kind of information would you like for that $75 T-shirt? Here, let me do... I'm going to ask Eric to get your number off of the phone, and then we can call you back with somebody who can take your information and get that, if that's okay.
He is off the air, so I think he wanted that information off the air.
Okay, so I guess at $75, if you were to make a contribution to Kauai Community Radio, you would get one of our fancy schmancy T-shirts.
They're super cool.
I haven't seen the new design, but I've always been impressed with the old ones as well. I think we'd be cool if we sold some vintage ones or we donated some vintage ones. So if you're interested in that $75 premium, that contribution, give us a call at 826-7774. At 7774, somebody there with a clipboard, a pen, will track your information, take your request, and be able to satisfy you and help us continue to stay on the air. Eric, do we have another phone call?
We do not.
All right, so I'm going to play these Wave Riders because I have to. And our Wave Rider is a community member who wants to support Kauai Community Radio, and they do so by purchasing or making a donation. And I want to say it's... a very minimal amount considering how much you're going to be mentioned. So listen to this, and we'll talk a little bit more about becoming a Wave Rider. It goes like this.
See you in a minute.
Did I get it? Maybe not. Here we go. I'm learning my wave card here. Dang, I'm hitting the wrong button again. There we go. It's the one with the arrow.
A. Feinberg Galleries, exclusively featuring images by award-winning photographer Aaron Feinberg. Galleries in Hanalei, Princeville, Putupu, and opening Wailea Maui, November 2014. ExpandingVisualReality.com.
Crystal Harmonics is proud to support KKCR in bringing healing harmonics to the world. CrystalHarmonics.com.
Do you have a dog and want to prevent cancer and other diseases? The new edition of Dr. Basco's book, Fresh Food and Ancient Wisdom, has answers. DrBasco.com or 822-4229.
Puahina Original Hawaiian Island Clothing Store, in the heart of Hanapepe Town. Mahalo to KKCR.
The Yoga House, 14 weekly classes, supporting yoga first-timers, kama'aina, and students. Just north of Safeway in Kapa'a. BikramYogaKapa'a.com.
Mokihana Pest Control, a locally owned and operated business, proudly providing service on Kauai for pest problems and prevention. 828-1887 or online at mokihana.com.
YiCorp Financial and Insurance Services, proudly serving Kauai for over 25 years. A green company in an orange building. 245-5384 or online at yiCorp.com.
Be Kind Apiary and Kauai Beekeepers Association encourages you to be friendly. Put away pesticide spray and grow organic. Mahalo Kauai and KKCR for giving bees a chance.
Anahola Granola, spreading aloha for 27 years with island-made, non-GMO granola and macamania bars. AnaholaGranola.com.
Dog and cat grooming, natural muds and coconut wraps for flea and skin issues. All dog sizes welcome. Pawrific Pet Care, 482-1998.
Float Pod, 1,000 pounds of pharmaceutical Epsom salt in an enclosed pod. Call 482-4859 or see floatingtranquilitykauai.com.
Hunter Gatherer, gallery and gift shop in the historic stone building Kilauea Town. Local art, jewelry, homeware gifts, and objects of curiosity. HunterGathererHawaii.com.
If you would like information about any of these Wave Riders or would like to become a Wave Rider, please contact KKCR at 826-7774. Mahalo.
There you go. Mahalo's for being a wave rider. Mahalo's for that first hour of phone calls. We've got a political forum tonight from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Kapaa Neighborhood Center. That's where you'll find the mayoral candidates, the county council candidates, and the state house representatives of District 14 candidates. They're going to be there at the Kapaa Neighborhood Center for your listening pleasure. We're going to be broadcasting that here on Kauai Community Radio, the station that loves you. And just to clarify, the $75 T-shirts, you might have to go to Crazy Shirts or Macy's for those. But if you would like to make a contribution and would like to get a KKCR T-shirt, give us a call at 826-7774. There are operators with a clipboard.
We got a caller, just gave a really nice donation. We're supporting open radio like this.
Gotta love that.
I don't know, what do you call this? A call-in talk show, free open radio.
You know, Jonathan Jay and I have always called it our public affairs programming.
Right.
Yeah. And so it's a
open-air radio talk show.
That's right.
It's amazing. You're not even screened. You just call this number, and we put you on the air, and you can say anything you want.
Pretty much.
It's very rare.
Know, we might going to have to temper it a little bit, you know, with a, right. Wait a minute, are you sure? You know, but for the most part, you know, you guys just call in, and we put you on at 826-7771. That's inside the booth to talk to Eric, Dove, or myself, or 826-7774. That's to get a volunteer who's waiting to take your information to exchange the CALA contribution for, well, you know what? If somebody wants a quart jar of honey for a new member, I'd be glad to make that exchange. I'm donating some honey.
That's some awesome honey.
There you go. Some honey for you. Nice. We just want my honey, your money.
So just to clarify, we're not selling any $75 T-shirts.
No, we're not.
If you just happen to make a $75 donation, we do have an awesome T-shirt to give back to you. So
a number of those on our way. And
just to clarify, your donation is going to the radio station because you're supporting this radio station. It really has nothing to do with the T-shirt. We're not giving you a T-shirt because you gave. We're giving back the T-shirt as a gift. It's not like the T-shirt costs $75. It has nothing to do with that. It's you're giving us a donation to help keep us doing what we do every single day, broadcasting community radio shows like this one, open forums, the political forum coming up at 6, and on, all the great programming you get. The T-shirt is just us giving back and saying thank you for donating.
It's a priceless, memorable T-shirt, I gotta say.
There you go. And I also was amiss to... I forgot to play this one earlier on, and I want to let folks know that this KKCR Kauai Soapbox is made possible by the folks like you in partnership with the good people at Bali High Realty, Aya's Garden Supply, and the Copper Man.
Coldwell Banker, Bali High Realty, and Hanalei, serving Kauai since 1978, providing personalized real estate sales and rental services. Coldwell Banker, Bali High Realty, also supports KKCR and the Kauai Independent Food Bank. More information at balihigh.com or by calling 826-7244.
Aya's Garden, all-natural garden and greenhouse supply. In Kapaa, down Kukui Street from the Dragon Building. Fertilizers, amendments, soil, seeds, garden and farm organic growing supplies. Open Monday through Saturday. More information at 822-7333 or visit Aya's Garden on Facebook.
The Copper Man. Copper, stainless steel, and galvanized aluminum. We specialize in ornamental and custom work and fabricate and install any kind sheet metal work, residential and commercial. Serving Kauai for over 30 years. We're still talking. HarryConti.com. That's HarryConti.com or 639-3456.
If you'd like to learn more about the 2014 political candidates, please visit the KKCR.org audio archives page. There you will find links to political forums recorded live, Kauai Community Radio, keeping you informed. Visit KKCR.org.
The views and opinions expressed during this program are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of KKCR, its management, volunteers, board, or underwriters.
There we go. Mahalo's for supporting Kauai Community Radio. That's right. The views and opinions expressed are that, views and opinion, and do not represent those of the staff and the board and all that kind of stuff. So I just want to let folks know that we just got a $100 new member signed up. Mahalo's to Margie for joining us here and becoming part of the KKCR Ohana. We appreciate your support. And Slim, thank you for taking that information down. Want to just encourage more of that type of activities. We are right now at about 8,731, if I can read that right.
You mean 9,000?
Is that what it is?
Because we're trying to reach 10,000.
See, we're trying to reach 10,000.
we started off with 300 away from 10,000, and now we're less than 150 away. So we've got a half an hour to make that 150, and if you guys out there can make those donations to make it 10,000, I'll be amazed. I'll be so happy.
There we go. That is our goal right now, is to hit the $10,000 mark before we go to our East Kauai Political Forum at the Kapaa Neighborhood Center. That's tonight at 6 to 9 p.m.
Yeah, so that's going to take place for the next 3 hours. But, you know, for this next half an hour, you know, it's 5:30 exactly right now. We are still here for you. So
there we go. And Dove is showing me some new technological advancements. We're looking at folks from Kanazawa, Japan, Surrey, B.C., British Columbia, Montreal in Quebec. From folks in Tucson, Arizona, Lihue. Somebody out there in Lihue is listening to us online. From Miami, Florida, Huntington Beach, Sparks, Nevada.
Wow.
Feel free to go online to the Kauai Community Radio, kkcr.org, and click donate now if you'd like. If you're so inclined to stay informed, stay engaged, remember that it is all because of contributions like Margie, who just signed up, became a member, and donated $100. Of course, you don't have to donate $100. You can donate $25, $5, any amount that you've got to help keep Kauai Community Radio on the air. Woo!
Now, normally, I go to jiu-jitsu around this time to make sure that I'm not late.
There
but
we go.
Hey, I'm
we'll
staying for this next 30 to that. Make sure that you guys donate. So, we got someone online. Let's see.
We got a phone call coming up. We'll pick up that. And Celebrity Dove is rebuffering the stream, getting us prepped for the upcoming political forum at the Kapaa Neighborhood Center. I also want to let folks know that there is a non-political event, a Rock the Vote event that is happening on. Well, let's see, what day is that? It's going to be on the, I had it up here just a second ago. Whew, take a deep breath. October the 25th from 8 a.m., 3 p.m. at the Wilcox Elementary School Cafeteria. That's right there in the corner of Hardy Street and, I want to say Akahi, but I could be wrong. But you can't miss it because it's right in the center of Lihue Town next to the old police department. And
that's going on till 3.
3 o'clock, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., Wilcox Elementary Cafeteria. It's Rock the Vote for a Cleaner Kauai, live local music with Sasha Mon, Milo Matthews, and Prita with OCDC and more. So there'll be nice. Voter vans, free food, giveaways, door prizes, educational booths, kids fun, photo booth, face painting, and more. That's brought to you by the Hawaii Center for Food Safety, HAPA, Ohana Kauai, Hawaii Seed, and the Mom Hui.
And we do have someone on the air right now.
Aloha, caller. You are on the air.
Aloha, everyone. So I just want to thank you guys so much for your guys' show.
Well, thank you.
You know, one of the most important things about KKCR, and especially the guys, the forum that you guys do, is it provides a really important service to the community. It's it provides a like a pressure relief valve, and also
thank you.
I come from the Big Island, and one of the biggest things that I saw whenever there was a community meeting, all kinds of issues going on with me. Oh, you know, we're gonna have a new EIS for some hotel, or the Army is gonna be expanding their military base or whatever. Is that there is no community discussion forum. There is no pressure release valve in the community. And Kauai is very fortunate to have this station and having people like you guys around, because what winds up happening, especially at these, big community meetings where there's EIS is involved, hotel projects, whatever it might be, is that a lot of people come to these community meetings with a lot of passion, a lot of thought.
Absolutely.
But the thing is that there's not a practice, if you will. There isn't a pregame where people can already exchange ideas, they can be like, oh, that guy, he's really got it together. And so what ends up happening on a lot of these meetings on other islands, you know, especially from what I've seen, is that people don't have their acts together. They may have the right ideas, but they don't have the right way of approaching things. And so by having what you guys do here and having this dialogue, it helps the community come together in solidarity, and so that when there is an issue going on in the community, whether it's working with the state or some developer, it provides the community for a more coherent thought process. And I saw that the other weekend, or the other Friday, when they had the Haena Community Subsistence Fishing meeting over mm-hmm. at Hanalei.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's maybe two people against the proposal, and the whole rest of the community was all in things together. And there was no hoo-hoos. There wasn't any, you know, irate people just going, oh, how can, and not actually saying anything, you know. And so it's really important that we keep stations like you guys going around. And that's why I'm going to pledge the rest of the money to get us to $10,000 this evening. So I want to encourage
thank you
everyone
very much.
To pledge as well.
Wow.
Well, hopefully it won't be too much that you have to donate, because we got a couple other pledges that came in while you're calling. But if you could call in at our office number at 826-7774 and put in that pledge, you know, we would be blessed. And thank you so much. We appreciate
it. Mahalo, guys.
Mahalo. We appreciate that. Yeah, we have a phone line situation that we're learning the ropes, but we can't go back and forth. So if you want to make a contribution, a financial contribution, go ahead. Give us a call at 826-7774. If you want to talk story on the radio, you're going to give us a call at 826-7771. We'll keep our on-air forum going, as well as our on-air fund drive. That's what's happening right now. We're looking for support from our new members, from re-subscribing old members, and just the wonderful support that we've gotten over the years, 15-plus years that Kauai Community Radio has been doing this kind of stuff. Great music and an eclectic bunch of music that we get. And
woohoo! Right, we reached 10,000.
We got that. So really appreciate that type of support. Mahalo's Dove for bringing that good news. We have reached the 10,000 mark, and that doesn't mean the show stops. It just means we reached one of our goals. So thanks so much about that. I want to let folks know that there is a storm tracking. It's called Tropical Storm Ana. And Ana is out there somewhere in the Pacific on its way to the Big Island, I guess, is tracking towards approximately 765 miles east-southeast of Hilo and 980 miles east-southeast of Honolulu. Maximum sustained winds at the moment is 65 miles per hour. The forecast is for it to continue to track as a strong tropical storm. From the 48-hour outlook and discussion page off the NOAA government website, that's the National Oceanic Atmospheric Agency. The center of Tropical Storm Ana was located near latitude 13.9 north, longitude 145.2 west. Ana is moving towards the west near 10 miles per hour. And this general motion is expected to continue through Thursday. Maximum sustained winds are 65 miles per hour with higher gusts. Strengthening is forecast for the next 48 hours, and Ana is expected to become a hurricane on Wednesday. Tropical storm force winds extend outward from 60 miles from the center, and the estimated minimum central pressure is 29.42. So the eye of the hurricane is forming strong. It will be a forecast to become a hurricane tomorrow and is on track to reach the Big Island sometime later this week if it continues to progress as it's tracked. Eric, do we have another phone caller?
We did, but they did not want to stay on hold, so I hope they call back. We have an open air line right now, but you know, we reached our 10,000 mark, but that doesn't mean you don't have to donate anymore. You can always call in. So we always appreciate anything more. We just got challenged for the 10,000 mark, and we're like, what? You challenging Kauai Soapbox? We are going to make that.
Here we go. So we make that, and I want to play this one coming from John Gordon. It's a little update on our council proceedings, and we're going to take a small time break, and then we'll be right back into it right after that.
Aloha.
Aloha. I'm John Gordon for KKCR News. Here's the county council report for the week of October 13th. Wednesday, there will be a public hearing at 8:30 a.m. on Bill number 2560, amending the county code relating to real property taxes. This is commercialized home use tax classification. After the public hearing, the council will reconvene a committee meeting at approximately 8:45 a.m. The meetings will be in the council chambers in Lihue. Here's some highlights from the agenda. The Planning Committee has on their agenda a July 23rd request from Council Member Raposo for a briefing by the Director of Planning on the Planning Department's efforts to enforce the transient vacation rental, that's the TVR ordinance, and deal with the various enforcement issues raised by the public and the Council, and this was deferred from the 17th of September. The Finance and Economic Development, Tourism, Vista Industry, Small Business Development, Sports and Recreation Development, and other Economic Development Areas Committee has on their agenda several bills relating to real property taxes, including Bill 2546, Draft 1, amending the county code relating to real property taxes. This is for agronomics, agriculture use definitions, and reporting. This was deferred from the 17th of September. Also, Bill 2557, a bill amending the county code relating to real property taxes. This is a low-income tax credit, and this was deferred from the 1st of October. Also, Bill 2558, Draft 1, amending the county code relating to real property taxes. This is retroactive real property tax measures and extensions, and was deferred from the 1st of October. Also, Bill 2559, Draft 1, amending the county code relating to real property taxes, and this is tax on use and was deferred also from the 1st of October. And finally, Bill number 2560, amending the county code relating to real property taxes, and this is commercialized home use tax classification. Public hearing was held on this on Wednesday at 8:30 a.m. There will be a non-public executive session. The purpose is for the Office of the County Attorney to brief and consult with the County Council's Committee of the Whole on issues pertaining to Bill number 2546. That's on agronomics, agriculture use definition, and reporting, including written opinions from the Office of the County Attorney on this bill and related matters. And this was deferred from the 17th of September. For more information, visit the county's website at www.kauai.gov. Until next week, I'm John Gordon for KKCR News. Aloha. Aloha. I'm John Gordon for KKCR News. Here's the county council report for the week of October 13th.
Hey, wait a minute. Did I hit the wrong
Wednesday,
button?
Wednesday, there will be a public hearing. Aloha. I'm John Gordon for KKCR News. Here's the county council.
All righty. So it's that time of year, we are in our fund drive. We are raising money to keep Kauai Community Radio on the air. Got a phone call in. Dove is taking messages right now, collecting information for folks who are donating. We will take those donations for the next week and a half. This will be going on, so our regularly scheduled programs are a little kapakahi, but don't worry, it'll return to normal after the fund drive. And even during the fund drive, we'll still have great music, hopefully some good talk, stimulation, all of that good stuff. Do we have somebody on the air?
No, there's someone.
Oops, here we go. Let's get you back on.
I was muted for a second, but there's someone that just wanted to call in and said, you can never get enough John Gordon.
You can never get enough John Gordon.
Yeah.
Yep, and unfortunately, John Gordon won't be here tonight on his regular Sunset with John Tuesday Night Jazz. So, Baldhead Rick, you're a lucky man. No jazz tonight. But you will listen to Political Forum. If you got the stomach for that, from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Kapaa Neighborhood Center, you're welcome to show up down there. That's open, free, available for interested members of our community. And it's going to feature the Kauai mayoral candidates. That's Mayor Bernard Carvalho Jr., as well as candidate and mayoral hopeful Dustin Barca. They are going to be opening up the, I shouldn't say opening up, I believe the State House Representatives District 14 candidates. That would be candidate for the Republican Party, Jonathan Ho'omanawanui. He will be running against, trying to unseat Representative Derek Hawakami, a Democrat. Those are the two candidates that I'm aware of running for that seat. So Derek Hawakami is the incumbent, and Jonathan Ho'omanawanui is the And I hope I'm pronouncing Jonathan's name. Jonathan, if you're listening, please give us a shout and correct me. They are going to be running for District 14 in the House of Representatives for the State House. They will be followed by the Kauai County Council candidates. There are 14 of them. 7 are incumbents. They're all looking to get reelected. And there are 7 newcomers who are looking to push a couple people out, maybe all of them. You know, there's change in the air. I think a lot of people want to see new blood on the council. People want to see some new perspective in political office. And I just got to say mahalo to all of those 14 who are running, the 7 that are servants and public officials, as well as the 7 who are aspiring to do so. We've had some of them on this radio station during the different times. Trying to get the message out, and we'll see how it turns out. The election's coming up in several weeks. First Tuesday in November. That's our classic time.
Yeah, great job to everybody who's been into these elections. It's so much work.
A lot of work, and you can tell that some of them are more adept and more skilled at it than others, but that's okay. You know, that's the way you get more skills, and your adeptness raises when you... I got handed a piece of paper here. Oh, mahalo to Kathleen for bringing us in some more money for our soapbox and our.
We love you guys.
Appreciate that. I just want to say mahalos to you, Kathleen, for joining the KKCR Ohana again, renewing your membership or becoming a new member. That's an important thing. It keeps us on the air. And when we have radio programs like this on the air, we get to listen to voices like yours on the air. Thank you for joining us here on Kauai Soapbox Live.
Aloha, you are in the air.
Aloha.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
We're doing amazing. Thanks to all you awesome callers out there.
Well, I'm on my way home. I live in Kekahai, work in Lihue. And I molded over about calling, and I'm calling because I've been exposed to pesticides pretty heavily in the last two and a half weeks.
Oh, no.
And I just want to express my frustration as a Westsider. There's nowhere to turn, pretty much. I was exposed near St. Teresa's School a couple weeks ago. I called the principal. She suggested I call 911 to get it on record. And then on Sunday, I was in my garden and had a really heavy hit in the morning. And I had 5 other people confirm that they felt it too. And my friend and I got so dizzy and heavy headaches that we had to get in the car, grab my dogs, and went to the east side. And I didn't know who to call because it happened when the hurricane was supposed to hit as well. And I just got deferred around from the mayor's office to civil defense to the fire department. And someone suggested that we perhaps form a citizens task force that, you know, will listen and take some action for those of us who need to alert someone that we're getting hit and alert, you know, the neighborhoods. I did talk to Ann Cam yesterday from the Kauai Pesticide Office. I finally got her number, and she needs to interview me at my house. And, you know, I'm not there much because I'm working on Lihue, but she did express that she would get a report on it. I don't know when we're going to be able to organize that. But anyway, that's my rant for today.
Well, I certainly appreciate your sharing that information. I'm a little saddened to hear that, you know, that either the mayor's office or that the fire department, that nobody referred you to Ann Cam right away and to try to get that information out. Ann Cam is the Department of Ag individual that is needing to be notified. She's going to do the investigation. She's going to make sure that you guys are safe and try to get the information of maybe. Do you know who might have been the, if you will, your neighbor that sprayed you?
Well,
or was it a spray, or do you know what the incident was?
Well, that's what she asked me, and I was so miserable that I got out of town. I wasn't going to go around the neighborhood. We have cornfields just Malka from our neighborhood, and it was really, really heavy duty, and it didn't smell like Roundup. I know what Roundup smells like. It's just, you know, I don't want to throw out accusations, but we all know what's going on around our communities, and I'm very concerned about it.
Sure. No, that
friend who was at my house, she had to leave Waimea Valley. She had to leave her house because she was so ill, and she and her dog both. And when she moved to the mainland, she's a lot better. And then at my house on Sunday morning, she started having the same symptoms that she was having in Waimea Valley. And, you know, I don't think she's going to be visiting anymore. So.
Well, I hope that you're feeling better now.
Yeah, I'm heading back home. I go to Lihue, and, you know, I don't know. It's just frustrating, and a lot of people I know on the west side are also frustrated, and then there are other people who accuse us of being maniacs. And
I'm sure it is frustrating. You're pretty much just sent to run in circles when you're trying to just voice your concerns. But you know what? That's what we're here for, and I'm glad you called in.
All right. Thank you so much. I enjoy your show.
All right. Have a great night. Aloha.
All right. You too. Aloha.
Yeah, thank you for calling. I'm sorry. I just had a little small kind coughing fit. And I'm just, a little surprised to hear that after all the, if you will, hoopla that we had with 2491, that the administration and folks answering phones at public safety can't refer you to the right person at the right time, and that you've got to go out and suss out, you know, the information you need. But thank you for calling ANCAM, and again, sorry that you had to experience the worst of the worst. Maybe it does get worse than that, but you know, to suffer from incidental exposure to pesticide is something nobody should have to experience.
Yeah, we just had a caller talking about that plane that's stationed here in Kauai that somebody was saying was the plane that transferred the Ebola patient.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's a biological research plane that is stationed here on Kauai. And that's that plane's story. So it is stationed here, but I guess it might have been used in that process, as so that we've heard. But I wouldn't be afraid of anyone. I find that these whole scares are just used to take away our attention from other subjects that are more important. But, so that was that plane story. It is stationed here on Kauai, and it's a biological research plane.
Interesting. So I've got something off YouTube I wanted to play here, and just goes to just all the things we're talking about right now. With the political forum coming up tonight, 6 to 9 p.m. at the Kapaa Neighborhood Center, it's going to include the Kauai mayoral candidates, the Kauai County Council candidates, and State House Representatives District 14. Those candidates will be there as well.
Thank you, everybody, for your contributions, and we'd love it if you kept them coming. Aloha.
826-7774 for folks who want to make a contribution to our community radio. And 826-7771, we'll get to you very shortly. The phone lines are open, and I want to let you know that this fun drive happens twice a year so that we can keep the lights on, so that we can make sure that there's postage and that there's rent being paid and telephone bills being paid. So mahalo for all your love and support over the years. And remember, there's a campaign going, and there's somebody who deserves your vote.
We wouldn't be here without you. Aloha.